Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1731. This is Why I Own a Home by Mr. 1500 with budgetsaresexy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. This is Why I Own a Home by Mr. 1500 with budgetsaresexy.com. Recently, Jay Money wrote an article on why he doesn't like owning a home. A naughty dishwasher hose leaked and caused thousands of dollars of damage to the home he was renting. Jay Money describes the chaos. Walked into the kitchen and saw air or water bubbles on the floor. Walked into the far corner of the basement and saw water dripping from the ceiling. Looked closer and there was mold on the wooden beams, meaning it's been dripping for a while. Mold people come out to inspect and quote a price to our landlord. Mold people start work on it and even find more mold under the kitchen floor. Those bubbles, they were water. Cost to fix is now doubled, but that's only for the mold cleanup and restoration. To get to the mold, they had to rip up the kitchen floor. To get to the kitchen floor, they had to rip up the cabinets. To get the cabinets back in and rebuilt, a cabinet person needed to be hired. To get the floor fixed, a floor person needed to be hired. Then on top of it all, the AC overheated, tacking on another $268.50 to the bill. Sounds like a nightmare, right? Since Jay was renting, the nightmare mostly belonged to the landlord. Jay had to move his family out of the home for a couple of days, but was responsible for nothing else. Despite Jay's tale of woe, I love owning a home. I've owned my primary residence ever since I graduated college, and I'll continue to do so until I'm old and gray. Why I love owning a home. I've always enjoyed home ownership. Here's why. Number one, I make money from my homes. Before I tell you how to profit from home ownership, I'll tell you what not to do. The recipe for not making money is this. Buy a new home. Choose a cookie cutter model in a new subdivision where the home is priced at top dollar by a builder who knows how to maximize profit. Bonus points? Throw more money out the window and build a custom home. Don't buy or build a new home, ever. I have two strategies that I use to make money from my primary home. One, love the ugly duck. I buy homes in need of love and fix them up, earning instant sweat equity. Of course, it's work, but an added bonus is that I get to make the house my own with finishes that I enjoy. Bye-bye vinyl floor, hello slate. And two, flirtation with gentrification. I buy homes in up-and-coming places so the gentrification wind is at my back. I look for areas that are experiencing an influx of people and have a solid economy. If the town is still a little rough, that's okay because it won't be that way forever. My current home is the most extreme example of these strategies. In 2013, I bought an ugly foreclosure for about $175,000. I put a load of work and $100,000 into it. At the same time, my town has improved. The shuttered turkey processing plant that was recently torn down will soon be fancy condos. The pawn shops on Main Street are almost all gone. I could easily sell my home for $500,000 today for a profit of about $225,000. Number two, owning is cheaper than renting. My mortgage, 15 years at 3.25%, property insurance and taxes set me back $1,264 a month on my four-bedroom, three-bathroom home. Meanwhile, half of a duplex on my street, which is 2 bedrooms and 1 bathroom, rents out at $1,400 a month. Full disclosure, in addition to the $100,000 and time I spent on improvements, I also put 20% down, or $35,200, at the time of purchase. After taking these numbers into account, I strongly believe that I'll come out ahead over the long term. This brings me to my next point. Number 3, 11 years to freedom. I have 11 years of payments to go on my mortgage. After that, the home will cost me only property taxes and insurance, which is currently $250 a month. Editor's note, and maintenance. Why does everyone forget maintenance? Number 4, stability. Moving sucks. Enough said. Well, that's not quite it. I have children and I want to give them stability. I was fortunate to spend my childhood on the same street with the same friends. I want my children to have the same experience. And number 5, learning opportunities. More tools. This one is a stretch, but I'm throwing it out there anyway. I like to build and fix stuff. Coming out of college, I didn't know how to do anything with my hands. Now I can set tile, plumb a home, wire a home, replace windows, build a custom shower, fix a dishwasher, hang or finish drywall, and build a deck. Thanks, YouTube. I can take something ugly and make it beautiful. Bonus, I get to buy more tools. This type of work isn't for everyone, but it feels good once you complete a project. Also, you save loads of money since most of the cost in projects is tied up in labor. Not for everyone, but I readily admit that owning a home isn't for everyone. If you live in areas like Vancouver, New York City, or San Francisco, forget owning a home. You'll come out far better financially by renting. Sign a lease and call it a day. If you move frequently, forget home ownership. Be in it for the long game. And if you absolutely hate taking care of a home, even mowing a lawn, go find yourself a nice rental. Fixing a broken dishwasher isn't everyone's idea of a fun afternoon. However, if you're at the right place in life or willing to endure a live-in renovation, maybe, just maybe, home ownership is for you. It's certainly been worthwhile for me. You just listened to the post titled, "This is Why I Own a Home," by Mr. 1500 with budgetsaresexy.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think buying a home is a very personal decision, just like choosing to go to college or have kids. I certainly see the appeal of renting, but I'm also really glad I bought my home. And I was nodding my head as I read through the rationale Mr. 1500 laid out here. By the time I bought my house, I was so tired of renting. When I was in New York City, it was typical for my rent to go up $100 each year. Pair that with changing roommate dynamics, and I found myself in the stressful situation of finding a new place to live every year or two. I also had a number of less than stellar landlords during my time renting who weren't the best at maintenance and repairs. Everyone talks about how they love renting because they aren't on the line for maintenance, but it's really no fun when your landlord disagrees with you on maintenance needs or is satisfied with a band-aid solution. I think it's worth really questioning if buying a house is right for you based on where you are in your financial journey. In my case, I bought my house as a lifestyle decision after I was debt-free and investing heavily in retirement vehicles. And while I don't look at my primary residence as an investment, I was house hacking for about 2 years with a roommate who covered 90% of my mortgage. And I do plan to rent this house out in the future. Home ownership has high carrying costs. And if you need to access the money you have locked up in equity in your home, you either need to sell the house or take out a home equity loan, which creates more risk. I recognize the risks of home ownership, and so really only considered it after getting other financial goals out of the way, like getting out of consumer debt, fully funding retirement vehicles, and building up a solid emergency fund. And that's a wrap for the Sunday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.